We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to another episode of the Grateful Dread Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Soul, a.k.a. Andrew Young, a.k.a. the Grateful Dread. And today, I am in great spirits. I woke up before I even got out of bed. I kneeled down next to my bed and said my prayers. I usually don't do that. I usually wait all the way till I get to the beach and listen to 15 videos and meditate and read the Bible. I try to get in the vibe to say my prayers. And today, I actually turned on a video before I got out of bed, and just like within the first 5 minutes of the video, she was like, yo, wake up, and before you even get out your bed, get on your knees and pray. And I was like, stop the video right there, and I said my prayers. And I'm telling you right now, it's different, bro. That first thing in the morning on your knees prayer hit different than this beach prayer, man. I'm telling you right now. But I'm in great, great, great vibes. I'm ready to start the day. I made some committed decisions yesterday. I'm excited to work towards those commitments, and I'm ready to start my day on purpose. And before I get into my topic today, which is actually called On Purpose, I do want to say these I am affirmations for those that need to hear them. I am blessed. I am grateful. I am alive. I am significant. I am loved by God. I am a child of God. I am love. I am a manifestation of God's love. I am here. I am present. And I'm ready to get started. So I was just listening to this video, and it was Joyce Meyer's a montage, like Joyce Meyer and Joel Osteen, a few people. And she was talking about waking up and being a, and basically like working for God and living your life on purpose. And I looked up the word on, and I looked up the word purpose, and they both were very fascinating to me. On was like, I wish I could look, like I wish I memorized it, but man, hold on, I gotta come back. All right, so on means physically in contact with or supported by. And then purpose says the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. And I thought about that, and I'm like, wow, if you lived on purpose, if you were supported by and physically in contact with the reason you were created, the reason why you exist, if you lived your life on purpose. And I just thought about that when I read those two definitions. I was like, wow, what is the reason you exist? How do you know the reason you exist? Well, there's a lot of, if you read the Bible, you're here to witness God's love. You're here to be an example of that. You're here to love one another. You're here to experience this life and grow to learn what love really is. But you're also here to multiply and be fruitful and to use the gifts that God gave you. Everybody in this world has gifts that were given to them uniquely. They all have a unique fingerprint. There's no two people that are alike. And we were all given a unique gift to birth into the world. Or a lot of us, there's many creations that are going to come from those gifts you have. It's not just one thing. But man, if you live your life trying to, not even trying, dedicated, committed to fulfilling your purpose, and you live your life on purpose, attached to that purpose on the surface, if you walked with your purpose, if you lived on purpose and not just wake up by accident, like Eric Thomas likes to say, don't just wake up by accident. Wake up on purpose. You know what I mean? Wake up when you want to wake up. And walk in your purpose, man. I know for a fact I'm here to give love. I'm here to share music. I'm here to uplift people. I'm here to encourage somebody. I'm here to, I know my gifts have to do with communication and music specifically. And I'm not going to be okay if I don't fulfill my purpose. That's what I literally pray for that every day. Like, God, lead me. You know what I mean? My biggest fear is probably dying without having fulfilled my purpose on this earth. So I try to live my life on purpose, and I just want to encourage you to do the same thing. You do have a purpose. You do matter. You were created for a reason. You do have unique gifts inside of you. And some people are activating those gifts and tapping into it and praying, and some people are living in fear and they're operating from faith and they're scared to take leaps and they're scared to trust God and trust that he gave you the gifts for a reason and trust that he's going to help guide you to wherever the people or relationships or opportunities are that where your gifts are going to be able to shine. I see it happening with people I know. I have friends that are stepping into their purpose and starting to live their lives on purpose. And I could see the difference in their fulfillment and their happiness, because they say the opposite of depression is purpose. It's feeling like you matter, feeling like you're here for a reason. And the beauty is you do matter and you are here for a reason. It's just your job to discover your purpose. And if you're struggling to do that, I'd start with really writing down maybe a list of what are your gifts, what are your talents, what are you good at, what do people tell you you're good at, what do you believe you're good at that maybe you haven't shown people, but you know you're kind of, you know you're really good at it, but maybe you're too shy or unsure of yourself to present it to the world. Look for your gifts, man. Start living your life on purpose. That's all I got. I don't want to be too preachy. I just want to be encouraged. I just want to encourage you to live your life on purpose today. Don't just get thrown around by life and pushed around by life. Start walking like you know you got the power of God in you. Like you know that he made you in his image. And like you know that you're capable of anything you put your mind to. Have a wonderful day, and no matter what you're going through, appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
Now thank you. Appreciate the blessings.